Hi, I'm Alicia Johnson.
And I'm Natalie Lopez.
And together,
we are YOLO.
Over the past 4 weeks, we've interviewed industry leaders and entrepreneurs about how the virus has been affecting them. Now, we want to hear from kids about what they miss most during quarantine and their advice for staying positive during difficult times.
Hi, my name is Deckard and I'm 11.
My name is Owen and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Amelia and I am 14 years old.
I think, without a doubt, what I've been missing most is just the ability to hang out with my friends.
Well, it's kind of a disappointment because this club that I'm in at my school was going to host the next school dance, kind of. Like, we pretty much had everything ready. It was going to be one or two weeks right after the bands were set.
Well, I definitely miss seeing my friends because that is one of my favorite things to do, and playing a lot of sports with my friends. I miss that a lot.
Obviously, you can still, talk to people over the phone like we're doing now or something like that, but it doesn't really act as a substitute to face-to-face conversation and, meeting up with a group of friends and just hanging out like that. So I'd say that's probably going to be number one on the list when this all clears up, which is hopefully going to be soon.
Dances at my school are normally pretty chill. They're just after school and there's food and sometimes there's dancing and stuff, but it's normally just a DJ playing whatever. But that was one of the things that we had organized. We had done a playlist and stuff, so that would have been cool to go to, but it got canceled.
Basketball and soccer, and sometimes we skate, we play a lot of video games and kind of bike around the neighborhood a lot of the times.
Well, first of all, you can't really go anywhere except for back and forth between your bed and your living room when you're talking to somebody. You don't have the advantage of the environment that you're in behind you. And secondly, it's just you can be a little more open and intimate and personal, I feel like, when you're talking or hanging out with people face-to-face rather than over the phone, because you can see how they react and you can see their facial expressions, and it just makes it a little more connected.
Hi, my name is Elliot and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Jet and I am 9 years old.
So what kind of advice do you have for people to stay happy and motivated right now?
To stay positive and to remember to be safe.
Just find something that you really like to do and just focus on that and don't focus on how boring it is or how you don't get to go to work or something like that.
I'd like to see stuff opening, stores and restaurants. I'd also like my jiu-jitsu to open up again.
I heard that in India, they could see the Himalayas for the first time in a while. That pollution's getting better. It's not as bad anymore.
Remember, this is going to go away, and to be healthy and exercise.
Hi, my name is Delilah, and I'm 11 years old.
Mavis. 4 and a half.
What's your favorite part about staying at home?
Playing with Henny.
Ah, your little brother. How old is he?
8 months.
What do you guys do together?
We play in his jumper. And we practice trolling.
Oh, do you show him how to do it?
Mm-hmm.
You're an expert?
Well, I kind of miss my friends mostly because I don't see them, but I also kind of miss school. That's kind of weird, but we have online school, but it's not the same. I mean, I kind of miss my teachers. Like, they're all generally pretty nice. But, it's like, it's not the same on online school because it's, you don't, like, see them talking or teaching or whatever. It's just not the same.
Do you miss anything about staying at home?
I miss Chloe, my friend.
Oh, yeah? What's so special about Chloe?
Well, coronavirus, I FaceTime with her a lot. We read books to each other, but the first time we did it, we read Interrupting Chicken.
Is that one of your favorites?
Yeah, it's so funny. Chicken says he's not gonna interrupt, but he will. Because he's so interrupting.
I would just say, like, try to find stuff around your house and then try making a craft. Like, when I was a little bit younger, I'd do that a lot because, you know, like, my mom was always working with my dad, and I'd just be like, okay, this is fun. I like to go on walks. There's, like, a riverfront down the road, and I like going there a lot. So just going outside is generally good for you.
If you go outside and you touch something that maybe other people have touched too, then when you get home, wash your hands.
Any other advice?
Don't touch your face when you're outside.
Okay.
I think going ahead, one positive change that I think people are going to see, especially in their communities, is just not taking things for granted as much, you know? I think that this is a good time for people to realize exactly more of the inner workings of what goes on around us. I think the government is very present right now, and people are seeing, like, the flaws and the impacts of the government that we have and how it's set up. So I think that we're going to see a lot of people being more proactive, not only socially, just realizing that, you know, if you spend enough time away from people, that you start to, you know, crave that more so, and you want to hang out with people, but also just realizing the steps we need to take to move forwards, because I think there are bigger crises than this out there right now, and I think that this is a good first step to being more aware of that, at least, which I think is the way we're going to move forwards with dealing with them in the future.
Everyone has their own coping mechanisms, and your kids might seem a little weird, but that doesn't mean that it's not valid, and you should just let them do what they have to do to be able to cope with that. I guess that it's just kind of an adjustment for everyone, but kids who go to school, it's going to be really hard for them to adjust to doing their schoolwork in this different environment. It's just different, especially if you have, like, ADHD or dyslexia or something like that. It's really hard to be able to do work in this sort of, like, online setting. So go easy on your kids with the schoolwork stuff.
I kind of miss going to Starbucks with my grandma and cousin. Usually just the dessert and whatever time it is, like if it's breakfast and dessert. Lunch and dessert. Dinner and dessert.
Well, I mean, if you still have work to do, just don't get overwhelmed with it. Like, just kind of do it, and it doesn't really, like, don't think about it too much, kind of.
Could work together to keep positive, stay healthy, eat well, and the good thing about this is that we get quality time with family.
I think the biggest thing right now is everybody just staying positive and being understanding. Like, any minor setback that we have right now is usually indicative of a problem that somebody's having. Say if a store is closed that you like to go to, maybe they're being shut down because they can't open it in good faith. So I think that with things like that, we just have to realize that this is a tough time for a lot of people, and we need to handle any minor discomfort and really just work towards staying positive about things like that. Because obviously right now is a very weird time for a lot of people. My name is Owen and I'm 15 years old.
Hi, my name is Deckard and I'm 11.
My name's Amelia and I am 14 years old.
Hi, my name's Elliot and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Jet and I am 9 years old.
My name is Delilah and I'm 11 years old.
Mavis, 4 and a half.
I guess I would like to say thank you for having me on this show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.